The coming week is National Girl Scout Week, March 12th marking the 101st birthday of the organization. I guess I missed the celebration for the 100th last year, so we'll call this the first birthday of the second century. Influenced by the Boy Scouts, Juliet Daisy Gordon Lowe brought together a group of girls in Savannah, Georgia in 1912. Here's Jennifer Bickers, Director of Communications for the Area Council, Diamonds of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
And she recognized that girls had a lot of intrinsic value, and they had a lot to give to their country and to their communities, and there really wasn't an organization for them to do so at that time. So she took it upon herself and started that, and 101 years later, we're still carrying on her mission.
She says the organization has evolved over the years, but has maintained its rich heritage. What's changed the most are the daily activities, projects the girls work on. Today, activities focus more on sustainability, recycling, and technology is a little bit more advanced.
Girls actually, as young as baby level, which is, kindergarten, we're building a lunar rover vehicles out of macaroni and pasta and all of those things, and they actually functioned. And certainly back in Juliet's day, they weren't building lunar rovers, but, they were still thinking about mechanics and things like that, just on a more basic level. So,
if you recall, Girl Scouts earn badges for accomplishments to be placed on their vests and sashes. The badges, or patches, have also changed.
They're not simply earning badges for cooking any longer. Now they're earning badges for cooking healthy, and they're learning about nutrition, and they're learning about the gardening process, and really how to start from a seed and go all the way up to the dinner plate.
Looking back on my Girl Scout experience, nature was a huge part. I hiked, biked, camped, and fished, spending many a summer at Camp Noart. Jennifer says nature continues to play a large role in the organization's mission, and it's something that began with the founder.
Juliet recognized that nature was beautiful, and it was all around us, and it was for us to appreciate. And also due to her time, that was a time when girls weren't necessarily active outdoors. They weren't playing basketball. They weren't, participating in archery, certainly. So she recognized the value in having those outdoor programs, and that's one of the things that we've continued even today.
This, too, has evolved over the years, with things like advanced geocaching, advanced archery, and again, sustainability, protecting nature.
And I think that gives them a whole new appreciation when they do go to resident camp and they see, a bush that attracts butterflies, because now they know how to sustain that and to keep that going. So it's a really cool approach.
The nationwide network of Girl Scouts is 3 million. The Girl Scout Diamonds of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas has 9,000 girls and 4,000 adult members. The Girl Scout Research Institute conducts research to find out what girls need to succeed, and then follows up with success rates. And they have a good track record. Jennifer says that 80% of female business owners were once Girl Scouts, and some still are, whether as troop leaders or helping with their own daughters.
70% of women in Congress were Girl Scouts. So, that kind of speaks volumes about the success rate in terms of leadership. And if you look at female astronauts, you will find that nearly every single one of them was a Girl Scout.
That also speaks to the diversity of Girl Scouting. A congresswoman has a different set of goals and skills than an astronaut. The organization is primarily run by women. Jennifer, a former Girl Scout herself, thought it was important to provide positive role models for our nation's young women.
I just felt a calling that this is a wonderful organization, and these girls are our future, and we need to get involved. We need to jump in and do what we can, and to me, that came in the form of actually joining the staff.
I wanted to see what it's like today to be a Girl Scout, a girl of our future. So I visited with a friend of mine, Olivia Goodwin Harrison, 10 years old and a fifth grader at Butterfield Elementary in Fayetteville. She's also a Girl Scout. Here's a little bit of what she had to say.
And since last year was the 100th anniversary, we brought out the recent lemon cookie, Savannah Smiles. So that's the newest cookie. for celebrating the 100th birthday. And this next week is actually the 101st anniversary. And Girl Scouts started when the woman who started it, when her brother started the Boy Scout troop. So she started the Girl Scout troop. And she gathered a couple girls from her school.
During Olivia's troop meetings,
since this past Monday it was really nice, we had some relay races. We played octopus tag, and we did sharks and minnows, that sort of thing. Our troop leader brings snacks in at the beginning, and I'm very hungry at the end of school, so that's one of my favorite parts, yes.
Olivia, a junior Girl Scout, has earned some patches.
Some of my patches are like the early bird patch, because I signed up for Girl Scouts early so that I wouldn't do it like at the beginning. And then I got the cookie seller badge, which I bet you can guess which that one is. Yeah.
Selling cookies is a learning experience for the girls.
What the majority of people like. Mm-hmm. And the best way to sell things and business skills, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Speaking of cookies,
I'm torn between the Tagalongs and the Dizzy Days and the Savannah Smiles. Those are all really good.
I spoke with Olivia Goodwin-Harrison at her home in Fayetteville. I also spoke with Jennifer Bickers, Director of Communications for our local Girl Scout Council, from her office in North Little Rock. Staff members and troops of the Girl Scouts will be celebrating next week for National Girl Scout Week. For more information, visit girlscoutsdiamonds.org.